At 3:30 a.m. on August 4th, Jarrell and Salima Wilborn were driving near Slauson Avenue and Main Street in South Los Angeles. At the intersection, they were shot multiple times and fatally crashed into a nearby pole. Salima was a longtime social and legal activist in Los Angeles, and her husband has been active in their local church for over 20 years. 7 months later, Salima's daughter Ursula Ventura says her mother is still deeply missed.
If something happened, she was always there. There was never a moment that if I had a question about cooking, I could call her any from the smallest to the biggest thing.
Jarrell's niece, Trisha Wilborn, admits her uncle had a past criminal history, but insists he was thought of highly in the community.
My uncle, he never had enemies because my uncle was always a straightforward person. People loved him. Different cultures loved him.
It is unclear at this time if the couple was targeted. Gang activity in the community has the LAPD believing that fear may be preventing people from coming forward with information.
We do hope today leads to something new coming forward that will help in the investigation, either clarify some things or take us in a new direction.
That was LAPD Detective David Torres. He, along with the LA City Council, announced today that a $75,000 reward would be offered to anyone with information about the suspects. Fell Lead Detective Louis Calzadillas said the reward may provide the department with new information and the breakthrough they are desperately looking for.
Well, the reason we're putting it out now is because we've tried to work as much on the information we do have.
Okay.
So we're trying to put it out to the community. Hopefully they'll come forward with some more information to help us with the investigation.
Police officials said the reward will be in effect for the next 6 months. Reporting for Annenberg Radio News, I'm Dave Dolberg.